The filmmaker Terry Gilliam found it necessary to begin his latest movie with a disclaimer.
Hello, I'm Terry Gilliam, and I have a confession to make. Many of you are not going to like this film.
Gilliam was urging people not to walk out in his movie Tideland, an appeal that not everybody followed. In the movie, Jeff Bridges plays a father who trains his own daughter to measure out his doses of heroin.
Now you don't go shortchanging Daddy Wee, sweetheart.
I won't. Don't you worry.
Well, time for Daddy's vacation.
Not too long this time, Daddy.
Oh, no. Just a little vacation.
Tideland comes from the former Monty Python troupe member and creator of such successful films as The Fisher King and Brazil. But of his latest film, a New York Times reviewer said Gilliam stumbled into a no-man's land, the one between the merely bad and the completely indefensible. Let's be frank here. Sometimes you have that blockbuster hit movie that's very badly reviewed. Sometimes you have the well-reviewed movie that does poorly at the box office. You managed to do a movie that was poorly reviewed and did poorly at the box office.
Excellent. That's consistency. That's what we're looking for.
This is a movie that makes you squirm, that makes you wonder why you don't walk out. And yet you feel another impulse, to protect the little girl played by Jodelle Ferland, who's only 12 years old, wandering through the fields, playing in the wreck of a school bus. The drug addict's daughter owns decapitated dolls whose heads become her imaginary friends.
Dear little ones, sleep. You dream of trains, of Eskimo pies, an old man dancing with bears.
Starting today, the movie gets a second chance as it comes out on DVD, and Gilliam gets a second chance to explain why he thinks this story matters.
It was a book. Mitch Cullen, who wrote this book, sent it to me, and it was sitting there. In fact, it turned out he only wanted a quote for the cover, but I got excited about it and thought it would make a wonderful movie because it seemed to be a very different view of a child's imagination and how a child deals with whatever life throws at him.
Did he at that point say, wait a minute, I just wanted a blurb. There's no way you'll ever make this into a film.
There was that kind of feeling. Exactly.
Yet something compelled Terry Gilliam to film the story of Jaliza Rose trying to reach her increasingly catatonic father.
This is Radio Jaliza Rose. You receive me? Over. This is Radio Jaliza Rose. Am I coming in loud and clear? Over!
It wasn't easy for Gilliam to get his message to skeptical film investors.
Money is usually in the hands of men in suits. And I began to feel this subject matter needed women with money, because I thought they would understand it. And that's, in fact, what indeed happened.
Why do you think female investors would understand this more?
Because they're girls, they're women. They've been through what little girls been through, and they've dreamed and played like little girls.
I'm just imagining you in some executive's office trying to make this pitch. Well, there's this girl, and her father's a heroin addict, and she prepares the needles. Dead people around the house eventually. Don't want to give away too much, but she retreats into her fantasy world.
Yeah,
Is that the pitch?
I keep saying no. It's a cross between Alice in Wonderland and Psycho. It's about people in search for love. It's about relationships. It also is about, drugs, sex, and necrophilia. What more would you want in a movie?
What is it that keeps you making that pitch to more and more people after the first several say, there's no way I'm going to put money into this?
Because I think it was genuinely a good story to tell. The fact is, a lot of the public won't like it, but I'm actually interested in the part of the public that will.
So you've attended a bunch of screenings of this film.
Endless screenings.
What are the points at which people walk out?
It depends on the audience. Here's an interesting one. We were at San Sebastian Film Festival in Spain. They started walking out very soon. The idea of a little girl preparing heroin for her father was shocking. Nevertheless, we won the Critics' Prize there. So it's about the audience.
So one point is where you initially see this girl preparing heroin for her father.
Mm.
I'm imagining there's maybe another cohort of people that might walk out when the girl is sitting on a dead man's lap.
Yeah, they don't understand love. They don't understand the love of a child for a parent. These are, when I did this, there's no question I'm being provocative. Because normally children and films are sweet little things. They're awfully clever. Most of them talk like, you know, a 20-year-old. Or when something goes wrong, they weep and sob and they're so, so sentimental. The reality is I think children are much more resilient than that. And in the instance of this little girl, is her parents are both drug addicts. So here's a little girl who's dealing with her parents' needs. She's almost the adult in the family. I don't like drugs, but I'm not, don't want to deal with them in the kind of hysterical, close your mind, don't think or talk about them way that so many people want to deal with drugs.
You have in this film, as you said, a little girl whose parents are heroin addicts, and the film was panned by many critics and not well seen. Another film, Little Miss Sunshine, which has also a little girl and an older drug addict who's looking after her, and it was raved about. What do you think the difference is between those two movies?
Theirs is very cute. Theirs is very entertaining. You know, but it's all done in a pretty jolly way. You're not, I don't think you get involved in them. They certainly don't stick with you. They certainly don't stick with me. I think the one thing I can say about Tideland is that people who allow it to take them over and think about it, the images, the ideas don't go away.
Let's be brutal about this. Yeah. Will it be a little harder for you to make the next movie because of the way this one was? I'm sorry to laugh. But no,
but you're right. I have to, every few years, make a successful movie. It then allows me to make the next ones. The simple reality is, it depends what actors I get to be in my next movie. That's how I will get the money, not on me or my reputation, good or bad. It will be the actors.
Terry Gilliam's latest film is called Tideland. It's out on DVD. You've heard him on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At NPR.org, you can see clips from the movie, plus Terry Gilliam's disclaimer that begins Tideland.
I was 64 years old when I made this film. I think I finally discovered the child within me. It turned out to be a little girl. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.